Chapter 5. Bjorn planted his feet apart, compensating for the sudden tilt of the bridge deck. The Hellridder's grav structure coped well with sudden shifts, but it wasn't perfect. His assembled pack, Godsmote, Urth, Uinvald, Angvar, and Ferith, adjusted stance automatically, eyes fixed on the tactical readouts.
"Come about 5 points zenith," Bjorn commanded. "Take it out!"
Shudders ran down the chamber's walls, the kind of ripple vibrations that might have shattered a less robust structure. Already the armour glass forward blisters were cracked, and two servitor manned stations had lost power from ruptures below. They were being hit hard. They were hitting back hard. Such was Void War. Every screen filled with signals. Twin fleet profiles sprawled across the void in a clogged swarm of eerily silent explosions, radiating out from the skeletal corpses of burning starships. Escorts died like firecrackers, igniting in blue-white flares of detonating engine cores and shooting through formations of the battlecruiser giants. Bigger warships, frigates, destroyers powered through the debris, backs aflame, broadsides flickering with 1,000 pinpricks of las discharge. Then came the Leviathans, their void shields smeared with feedback splashes the size of asteroids, their lances vomiting crystalline beams of killer energy. No communications had been received from the Alpha Legion flagship. No demands, no challenges, just a wall of white noise, followed by the first volleys of las beams across the vacuum. The Wolf King had no need to give any further orders. His legion responded with the frustration born of enforced inactivity, launching itself at the enemy like barasarks of the old ice.
"More speed!"
growled Bjorn, watching the carnage unfold, plotting lines of evasion and attack, his gold-pinned eyes shining. Another shudder ran through the deck as the lances fired. The forward scanners disappeared for a fraction of a second, lost in a white-yellow blaze before clearing. The target lay ahead and above them, burning hard to escape the Hellridder's pursuit. It wasn't much smaller than its hunter. A sapphire wedge of burning adamantium, limbed with bronze swirls and carrying a ragged-edged wound along its ventral hull plating. Squadrons of gunships buzzed around its outline, some of them as grey as slush, some gleaming like jewels in the night. Coronas of lasfire surrounded them all, whiplashing against the prey's half-buckled shields and slicing through the solid armour beneath. The target was herring for the cover of an Alpha Legion cruiser formation up ahead, and the Hellridder went after it, engines swelling. Both ships had taken damage, and every second spent in the maelstrom of venting plasma and raking las spears added to the tally.
"Can we get it?"
mused Godsmote eagerly, bracing himself against another yaw of the bridge.
10 more seconds,
snarled Bjorn, desperate not to see it get away. He would have to pull out before they came within range of the cruisers, and that would anger him.
"Incoming Stormbirds to port," reported one of the servitors flatly. "Losing port void 7, intoned another. "Lances at 90%. Diverting C-deck lumen power to drive relays."
The information washed over Bjorn, just part of the incoming barrage of tactical data. He felt the tremble of the ship beneath him, shivering like an animal, adjusting course on his every command.
"Getting a lock,"
reported the master gunner, his half-augmetic head buried in a wiry nest of picked screens. Ahead of them, the target bucked and wheeled. The Hellridder followed it tightly, corkscrewing through the backwash of a dying mass conveyor before shooting clean ahead and gaining space.
"Now, Gunmaster,"
warned Bjorn, leaning forwards, bracing himself against a granite wall.
"Now or never." "Got it,"
the crewman confirmed, yanking a control column and swinging round in his swivel-mounted seat. The Hellridder's forward lances opened up. Twin lines of coruscation impaled the enemy's blazing engine quarters.
"Hiya!"
roared Urth, cracking a fist into his gauntlet's palm. The target exploded,
blasted apart by one chain-linked detonation after another, and its ship corpse keeled over, spinning out of control as fuel chambers were sucked into the destructive orgy. "Away now!" commanded Bjorn. "Away and down!"
The Hellridder plunged into a steep dive. Fresh targets hove into view, interspersed with incoming enemy markers. A three-dimensional tumult raged unabated about them, swirling and interlocking.
"Ship kill!"
reported the gunner, grinning like a child as he ran sensor checks on the target's spreading debris.
"By the All-Father! A fine ship kill!"
"Stormbird still closing,"
repeated the sensorium servitor. Its voice sounded more suitable for reporting a minor fuel leak in the bilge-level redundancy coils.
"How many?"
24. Close formation. Firing imminent."
Bjorn cursed under his breath. Stormbirds were a threat to a vessel the size of the Hellridder. Fast, heavily armoured, and carrying all sorts of imaginative payloads.
"A broadside, Gunmaster! Do not let them get in tight!"
The Hellridder jerked in mid-trajectory, kicked by a sudden burst from the sub-warp drives. Like a wounded dog, it tumbled over itself lengthways, falling into what looked like a terminal dive. At the last minute, it righted, some 100 kilometres above the heaving carcass of a crenellated battlecruiser in Fenrisian livery, and thrust hard to starboard. The escape figure had been expertly performed, angling the port gun batteries up at the incoming lines of Stormbird gunships.
"Flay them,"
ordered Bjorn coldly, watching the enemy scream in closer. The Hellridder's ranked guns erupted, peppering the blackness with a barrage of torpedo trails. Stormbirds crashed through it, some erupting into blazes of ruinous fire trails, some weathering the conflagration and powering clear.
"Again!"
A Stormbird blew apart on the attack run, its debris flung out in a wild, tumbling arc. Another ran head-on into a projectile cluster and dropped away sharply, engines guttering out. One of them got a clean shot off, overloading one of the Hellridder's rear void shields with a single precision strike. Then, just as abruptly, the squadron altered course, angling up and thrusting in unison across the Hellridder's dipping prow.
"Track them!"
ordered Einwald. Bjorn spun around to the sensorium operators.
"Belay that! Keep close sensor sweep!"
One of the command staff, a woman with flame-red hair and iron-cast eyeballs, swiveled to look up at him.
"We have boarding torpedoes incoming. 9.
Godsmote cursed.
"They were screening them."
"Guns to port,"
ordered Bjorn, glaring at the gunner. The gunner was already in action, coordinating the close-range cannons, filling the danger zone with a dense thatch of crackling lasbeams. The boarding torpedoes exploded in a ragged line, the flashes of their demise lighting up the Hellridder's scorched armour plates starkly.
"Did we get them all?"
Bjorn demanded, grabbing a cable-mounted pict screen and swinging it round. His answer came in the form of 5 heavy hits somewhere far below, punching like bullets through leather. The ship shivered as its skin was broken.
"The only gap in our void shields,"
breathed Godsmote appreciatively, as he looked at the glowing impact markers.
"What a name!"
Bjorn unlocked his axe from its backstrapping and flicked the disruptor field into blue, glimmering life.
"You have the bridge, shipmaster,"
he said, his voice already descending into a battlefield growl as he addressed the senior officer on the bridge.
"Run those gunships down. Then look for cover from Ogve's battlegroup."
Then he turned on his heels, beckoning to the pack as he did so. His movements were loosening, gearing up for the close work he'd been bred for.
"Come, brothers,"
he snarled.
"We have snakes to skin."
Shiban looked down at the excavation site. He would have to speak to Hasek about it, but needed more information. All he had at the moment were half-formed suspicions, none of them convincing.
"Khan!"
The hail came from the far end of the site, a few metres from Shiban's vantage point and down in the pits carved by his warriors. A dozen of them still laboured at the lava face, drilling into the semi-cooled and glowing rock with plasma weapons and heavy chain blades. They had found a few more elements from the slain White Scars patrol. Fragments of armour and jetbike components. Above them, the sky glowered like a hot oil sleek. Shabam scrambled down the slope. Time was short. If they didn't turn anything up soon, then he would have to call off the operation and return to the Kaljian.
"Tell me you have found something useful, Chell," he said,
approaching one of his warriors stooped at the foot of a slope of semi-cooled lava. Chell turned towards him.
"Perhaps."
He held up the mangled remains of detonation charge casings and a few shrapnel fragments.
"These were buried farther up."
Shaban looked them over. He had used similar devices himself many times. They might have been used to collapse the walls of a lava channel, redirecting the flow. Perhaps the patrol had used them prior to their final battle. It was impossible to tell for sure. The pieces were little more than blackened shards.
"And this,"
said Chell, extending his gauntlet. Shaban took up a metal disc, less than half a palm's width. It was heavy, ridged at the edges. He turned it over, then back again. One side was blank, and the other had a hawk's head engraved on it. The workmanship was not sophisticated. It reminded him of tribal ritual images from home, although the style was not recognisably Chogorian. The surface was pitted and tarnished, and he couldn't identify the metal from touch alone. Whatever it was clearly robust to have survived the heat.
"Where was this?" Shaban asked.
Chell pointed up the slope.
"Where we found the last body, the Auspex nearly missed it."
Shaban looked back at the medal. It seemed innocuous. The dull light of Phemus reflected from its mottled silver face like an echo of old blood. His skin, insulated beneath the ceramite of his gauntlet, pricked with sweat.
"Seen anything like this before?" he asked.
Chell shrugged. His body language gave away his doubtfulness. He wanted the excavation over and saw no purpose in digging more ground away from the bodies of slain brothers. Shaban turned to the rest of the squad, holding the medal up.
"Any more of this?"
No answers came. They gazed at it blankly, their demeanour much the same as Chell's. Shaban closed his fist over the medal.
"So be it. Not much of a return."
He glanced up the slope to where the hunchbacked outline of the Stormbird waited for them. As he did so, his comlink crackled into life.
"Khan," vox Jochi, "transmission from the fleet. Relayed."
Jochi hesitated.
"It might be better if you come back up. They want us back. Everyone back to Chondax, no exceptions. Something has agitated them."
Shaban felt a chill. That sounded familiar. He remembered how the Kargan had stood amidst the ruins of the Greenskin Fortress on Chondax, bending his head to listen to some troubling tidings from his Keshig. Something has agitated them. But that was some time ago, and he couldn't say that he would be sorry to see the back of Phemus.
"Understood. Ready the Kaljian for transit."
He cut the link and turned back to the squad.
"We are done here, brothers. Our next assignment, heaven's willing, will be more rewarding."
They started to move out, and Shaban gazed over the site one last time. It was a poor graveyard for those who had fallen. He looked down at the medal again. He liked nothing about it. Something about the way it had been made offended his aesthetic senses.
"Hateful world," he muttered,
trudging back up the slope to where the Stormbird waited to take them back to Chondax. Bjorn jogged down the Hell Ridders' transit corridors, closely followed by Godsmote and the others. The six wolves were followed by 2 10-strong units of Karl shipguards, each wearing carapace armour and hefting a heavy autogun. The clatter of massed bootfalls echoed messily in the confined spaces. This far down, the capillaries were narrow, poorly lit, and hanging with cables. Bjorn's glowing axe lit the way in stark, pale blue. Its energy field rippled and snarled, already eager to tear into Ceramite. The weapon's name was Bloodbringer, and he carried it in his right hand, his left still being an unfinished matrix of gears and metal spurs.
One-handed, he thought grimly. This will be interesting.
Godsmote loped close by, carrying a chainsword in his left fist and a bolt pistol in the right. His armour looked devilish in the flickering blue light.
They're close, he said.
Bjorn grunted. He didn't need to be told that. He could hear it from the bolt clashes and screams up ahead. The boarders had worked fast, not bothering to fight their way up to the bridge, but heading down as quickly as they could, going for the sub-light engines. If they stopped Hellridder moving, then they'd have killed it as surely as if they'd let off charges in the heart of the warp engine ducts. It was a decision that Bjorn might have made in their place. Fighting another legion was an unsettling experience. They thought like he did, were as quick as he was, and almost as familiar with the layout of his vessel. It was like fighting a mirror. The Thousand Suns had been different. They'd already been half-beaten once the Space Wolves had made planetfall, and their defence had been desperate and messily, confusedly defiant. The Alpha Legion had no such disadvantages. They were in better shape than the Wolves, better resourced and with the advantage of the initiative. They had come looking for this fight, for reasons that even Russ hadn't fathomed with any precision.
We understand so little. They hold all the cards. How has this been allowed to happen?
Bjorn reached the end of the corridor and burst through the doors into a massive, half-ruined vault. Octagonal walls soared up into the darkness, enclosing a shaft over 100 meters high. In the centre stood a principal power relay for the subwarp drives, a hulking spire of pipe-webbed ironwork and glowing plasma conduits. It jutted up into the roof space in a grotesque thrust of industrial majesty, wreathed in forks of electrical discharge that sent streaks of lightning dancing across the chamber. Bjorn's helm display gave him 5 targets, each in scale-patterned power armour, each knee-deep in corpses and charred engine components. The Engineerium defence crew were down to a few dozen mortal warriors, hunkered down behind whatever cover they could find and firing furiously.
"Hyulda!"
roared Godsmote, thundering across the pipework floor towards the closest Alpha Legionnaire. The pack fanned out in his wake, aiming with precision, adding to the furious volley of shells already ricocheting off the enemy's power armour. Bjorn was faster. He raced across the chamber, veering around piles of debris and swaying through the bolts loosed at him by the legionaries. 2 shots connected, one glancing off his pauldron, the other cracking his vambrace. That made him stagger, but not lose speed.
"Haido Rush!"
he bellowed, feeling spittle lace the inside of his helm. This was his ship, his environment. Everything about it, the shouts of guttural Fenrisian from the warriors, the stink of oil, brazier coals and blood-wet pelts, the savage aspect of the raw unfinished ironwork was home ground. Such things were important. He crashed straight into combat, trading blows with Bloodbringer and knocking the first Alpha Legionnaire back a pace. From the corner of his eye, he caught Earth tearing into another. Angvar had fallen back and opened fire with his bolter.
"This is no place for you," Bjorn snarled, working his axe blade with fury, giving the legionary no time to do anything other than parry.
"Traitor!"
The enemy said nothing. No taunts, no jibes. His masked helm was blank and unmarked. He fought expertly, swiftly, countering the axe blade with a disruptor-shrouded gladius. When the weapons clanged together, the energy fields snarled and spat, sending throbbing vibrations down Bjorn's arm. Blood raged thickly around his system, fueling a hot burn behind his eyes. He hated the warrior before him. He hated his silent efficiency. He hated his brazen effrontery in coming to his ship. And above all, he hated the lack of explanation.
Why are they doing this? Why are they here?
They clashed again, blades ringing from the impact, both swung with equal strength. Bjorn's hatred was the only difference between them, and in the end, that made the difference. His blows were fractionally wilder, fractionally harder to predict.
All-Father!
He roared, as Bloodbringer plunged down a final time, cutting through the legionary's last hasty defence and biting deep into armour cables. The energy field tore through them, issuing a hiss of escaping gases, swiftly mingled with an aerosol spray of blood. Bjorn dragged the blade in deeper, severing the warrior's neck in a froth of mingled gore and coolant. The space marine crumpled, gasping for a breath that would now never come. By then, Bjorn was already moving, leaping over the twitching corpse and seeking new prey. Godsmote and the others were busy with their own fights, locking the enemy down on the chamber floor amid the echoing clash of hard weapons fire. The last Alpha Legionnaire had broken free of the battle, racing over to the power spire and leaping up at it, lit gaudily by flickering blades of arc lightning. Bjorn went after him, mag locking his axe and sprinting to the base. The two of them clambered up the filigree of pipes, racing up it like rats on a hawser. A bolter-blown rupture in the spire's outer shell yawned above them, revealing a glowing grill that seethed and fizzed with barely contained energy. Forks of plasma lashed against the edges, silhouetting the approaching legionary and licking against the moving shadow of his power armour. Bjorn pulled himself higher, hampered and made weaponless by his single functioning hand. The legionary was almost at the rupture, poised below the lip with his fist clutching a brace of crack grenades. A full detonation could take the whole chamber out, dragging half the engineerium with it and leaving the Hellridder crippled and drifting. Bjorn halted, planting his boots solidly. Braced, he retrieved the axe from his back, hefted it, then threw. The axe flew end over end before thunking solidly into the Alpha Legionnaire's back. The edge pierced deep into his backpack, cracking open the protective housing that covered the suit's power cabling, and the lines shorted with a burst of crackling discharge. The legionary spasmed as if paralysed, suddenly inert and twitching. His grenades, unprimed, fell from his outstretched hands. Bjorn hauled himself upwards, clambering level with his enemy. Robbed of a weapon, he curled his hand into a fist.
"Get down!" he snarled.
The Alpha Legionnaire could do nothing to avoid the blow. Bjorn's gauntlet slammed into his helm mask with the force of a forge hammer, hurling him away from the spire's flank to crash down upon the deck. Bjorn leapt down after him, driving his armoured knee into the legionary's stomach as he landed. Then he punched again, and again, smashing the warrior's face until the eye lenses were shattered and his head lolled back in a thick slough of blood. Bjorn ripped the helm free, exposing a ruined and pulped face within. One eye had been torn from its socket and was little more than a well of bubbling blood. The legionary's breaths came in a wet rattle.
"Why?"
Bjorn hissed. The Alpha Legionnaire looked barely conscious. His one functioning eye focused weakly on Bjorn, and something like a weary smile flickered across his bleeding gums. Bjorn felt his rage flare.
"How long were you planning this? Ulanor? Before?"
The legionary coughed up more blood. His eye lost its focus.
"Do not die!"
roared Bjorn, grabbing him by his charred scalp and rocking his head back and forth.
"Why are you here? Give me a reason!"
He wanted to hurt him, to pour out some of the agony of betrayal, to inflict damage upon those who had ripped the Imperium open. The legionary lost his smile. He didn't laugh or spit defiance or promise vengeance. He just lay there, slowly dying, his ruined face resigned. It was then that Bjorn smelled it. The faint tang of nerve toxins, fast-acting, already in the blood. The warrior hadn't planned on being taken alive.
I hate this legion.
Bjorn lowered his helm towards the legionary's face, as if inviting a confidential whisper. He could hear the last breaths of his victim, soft and untroubled.
Tell me, brother,
just one thing.
Bjorn spoke then as one warrior to another, desperate to extract something, anything concrete.
Why are you doing this?
At that, the dying legionary looked regretful, as if he wished he could do better, but protocol restrained him.
For the Emperor, he said weakly.
Then his eye rolled upwards, and the thin breath stopped. Bjorn stared at him, baffled. Only slowly did he register that the chamber around him was silent, save for the growl and crackle of the power spire operating at full pitch. The fight was over. Godsmote strode over to him, limping badly. His bolt pistol had been discarded, and his chainsword was plasma-scorched.
I don't like the way they fight,
he rasped through damaged augmenters. Bjorn said nothing. He clambered to his feet. Godsmote looked down at the battered corpse on the floor.
Are you sure you need two hands?
He asked, knocking his helm to try to get his vox filters working properly again.
For the Emperor, murmured Bjorn. Was that a joke?
His comlink activated.
If you've finished, came the shipmaster's voice, you may want to get back up here.
Status, ordered Bjorn, starting to walk.
The fleet's falling back, said the shipmaster, taking heavy fire on all fronts. They have more guns than us.
He paused then, as if unwilling to go on.
And the Hrafnical. I think they've crippled it.
Bjorn started moving faster.
Do not fall back,
he ordered. Russ had been on the flagship.
Hold course until I get there.
A sigh came over the vox, as if the shipmaster had predicted such a command.
And what course would that be, Lord?
Direct for the Hrafnical,
Bjorn growled.
If it goes down, we go down with it.